Pour something flammable into your glass. It's Jaded Gamercast. My name is Lang. With me, as always, is Nathan. I am drinking Rickard's White tonight.
Jesus Christ, did you lose a bet?
Maddie bought it.
Maddie, enjoyed drinking semen. Because all Rickard's White tastes like is carbonated semen.
I don't think it tastes that bad, but I understand why people might not enjoy it as much as I do.
Stuff is... In anyone who does like its defense, I am a Guinness and dark ale kind of guy, so maybe that's why I truly find that Rickard's White to be the most vile.
I don't drink a lot of beer to begin with, but I find that drinkable. But hey, I'm also a Scotch man. I'm drinking it because it's in my fridge and it's cold. That's why I'm drinking it. I don't have any Scotch other than my special reserve, so which also was given to me by Maddie. What are you drinking?
I have coffee and Bailey's because it's been a long-ass few hours.
Yeah, we might have to take a break midway through this show so that I can make some tea because, as some of you may know, I have a tonsil infection. And it is phenomenal in the sense that it is one of the most annoyingly, frustratingly painful things I've had to deal with for like 2.5 weeks. It felt awesome yesterday. I thought I was healed. And then this morning I woke up and it just feels like shit. So... who knows how my voice will be at the end of this show, but I'm almost certainly going to pay for this podcast tomorrow and not in the way of a hangover. But, you know, that's just the way that it goes. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about what we did this week in hobby. Why don't you start us off, Nathan?
Not much, to be honest. I grabbed everything up that I needed to try out the basing thing that I want, which I will write a blog post about should I ever sit down to mix it up. See, the only reason I've been procrastinating is what I'm doing
it's
is I need
your genes.
Well, obviously I play Games Workshop hobby. No, but I mean, what I am using is I'm using a liquid medium, which it's not as harsh as like Liquitex when you're making water effects, but it's very similar. You need to mix up kind of a large batch, make sure that your paint is tinted correctly, and then you need to pour it out and swirl in designs and blah de blah blah blah. I just don't feel like mixing up a big batch of it, and that's really what's been slowing me down, especially considering I've been super busy all week. Other than that, I have been chipping away on that one Chaos Warrior. And by chipping away, I mean I think I spent like 10 more minutes doing some dry brushing on him to finish his antlers and fur. But yeah, that's me. Not much on this front.
Well, for me, I've been amped up for my vampires. I got everything put together. I started priming some stuff, getting things rolling, cleaning up all of my old vampire stuff. Kind of just getting everything in order to actually have the army ready to go. And I actually got a chance to play two games against Maddie's Empire, which is a very, very tough list. And in both games, I was utterly pantsed. But do I even have to say it? Nathan, why don't you tell them why I lost?
Because Maddie's having a shitty week? I don't know.
I was just going to go for my dice were shit.
I mean, it's your go-to. Listen, when my daughter was like just learning to talk and didn't really understand anything, her favorite song was "The Wheels on the Bus," and she'd just make up things. You know, she'd literally just make up different things. So it's just like the Aladdin on the bus says "Abu no," and then I just prompted her into the Uncle Lang on the bus says "My dice suck." And
then that stuck.
Oh God, that was the one she never forgot.
It's the best. I never forget it. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty good. I mean, the games were interesting. It definitely taught me something about my list composition and some of the strategies I need to do. Also the fact that I just have not played my vampires in a long fucking time. So there was a lot of shit that I was really rusty at. My deployment was all off in both games on retrospect. So it was, you know, good for me to get some games in against, you know, and against Empire, which is typically a bad matchup for vampire counts. So, I mean, it's just one of those things you're always going to be kind of dealing with.
Well, and I especially think that's even true in the current book, because, I mean, both armies are kind of armies of combos,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, you know, with vampire counts, it's like, okay, you know, obviously, and I'm not just talking about Screaming Banner and then Fear Incarnate Vampire, but it's just like, you know, with vampires, it's you want to cast Van Hell's Dance, you want to make sure the corpse card is there to buff them with Always Strike First, you want to throw in bat swarms, things of that nature to make all of your undead not shit. I just find that in the new book, Empire do it better because they're less dependent on the magic phase.
Yep.
You know, and that's why it's just like, you know, and you combine that with cannons that can really ruin, like, big monsters' days, like Terrorgeists, Black Coaches, things like that, and you're just like, ugh.
And that's exactly it. But other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot. It's just been kind of the same old, same old.
I was going to say, I'm sure once next week rolls around, I will have more to do.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. For me, I also did post the Storm Zone Carnage event again, which will be happening on the May long weekend in Calgary at Imaginary Wars. If anybody's in Alberta playing Firestorm Armada and is interested in getting in on that, just send me a message on Facebook and I'll post the event. But for the most part, other than that, it's been very typical, you know, sick and don't want to do anything other than play video games and watch TV type 2 weeks. So that's about how it goes. All right, let's get into the model of the week for today's show, which is an interesting one. It's kind of models of the week, and it is the Abaddon and Loken from Forge World. You know, I mean, you hate this. You hate this model. I mean, your reaction was, oh, fuck, I saw it. I hate it. It was dumb. It was gay.
When it came out and I looked at it, I was just like, oh, I hate it. And I never really gave it a really close look. And then for model of the week, I kind of went in and I gave it a really close look. And I was just like, yeah, I still hate it.
Well, I mean, my initial reaction was not that I hated it. I didn't have that feeling to it. I was not a huge fan of Loken's cape, his big cloak. I mean, I thought that the poses were poorly done. I really hate the we're diving at each other poses. Like, those poses always annoy me because it doesn't matter how you try to do them or how well you try to do them, they always look out of place. I mean, I would rather have it be like the fashion pose, you know, where they're just looking epic, staring at each other, about to charge each other, as opposed to this, you know, this. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's terrible. It's definitely not the worst thing I've ever seen or the worst thing we've ever had from Model of the Week. But it's right, very, very underwhelming for the epic scene it's supposed to be portraying.
Yes. I mean, for me, I think it's a few things. First of all, I mean, the whole Abaddon Loken thing, it's 7 years old now. I mean, we all know that this was the final epic conclusion of Galaxy in Flames, right? Which is the conclusion of the original Horus Heresy trilogy that kicked off the whole, like, juggernaut that became. For me, it's just, I don't really feel like it adds anything. It almost makes that whole scene feel anticlimactic. Like you said, the posing really doesn't kind of work for me. The fact that they sculpted in all of this resin bullshit debris just for them to stand on and make it look like they're running up and whatever. I hate Abaddon's come at me, bro, fucking pose. I hate the fact that both heads are helmetless and yelling at each other. Like, it's just like, what gets me is when I look at Loken's power armor, I think it's great. You look at all the little details, like, you know, if you look at the picture that's just the front on shot of him that really lets you see how ugly his yelling mouth is. You can see the Eye of Horus on his chest. You can see 16 for the Legion number. The detailing on his chainsword is really nice. So it's just like, it's quite clear that they spent a lot of time personalizing these models to make them look really, really nice and make them look like they belong to the, you know, two members of the Morn of All, and, you know.
Right. And it's not overblown, you know, like the details are there, but it's not super flashy. It's not the same thing repositioned 100 different times, you know, 16 gems and 14 blood drops and 12 wings. You know, it's just, it's armor, it's ornate, it's detailed, but it's not taken to an extreme by any sense of the imagination. So from that perspective, yes, it does look good. Now, one of the things that I was going to say is, you know, as much as I hate the fact that they both aren't wearing helmets, we all know that, you know, Horus can't put a helmet on with the top knot that is literally close to 3 feet tall.
Oh, you mean Abaddon? Yeah.
Abaddon, I'm sorry.
Fucking stupid top. I hate top knots. Top knots need to go, but Games Workshop has a top knot fetish to go with their skull fetish, so.
Well, and that's exactly it. It's just this idea that it's like, okay, so these guys are supposed to be 12 feet tall. That means that the head is blah, blah, blah. That means that this thing is literally, oh, okay, I'm done. I'm finished. I can't handle it anymore. But it's, I don't hate it. I'm very indifferent toward the models. I know some people loved it. There was a lot of people posting on the Facebook group saying they really, really like the poses and they want to get the characters and use them and so on and so forth. But really, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, listen, if
there's
you
better
wanna,
Marine poses.
I was going to say, if you want to run Abaddon the Despoiler in your Chaos Marine army, pick up this fucking model kit because that Abaddon kicks the shit out of the shitty, shitty Games Workshop one. Mm-hmm. And if you're running Black Legion that's still, for some reason, looking Sons of Horusy, the Loken model is decent on its own. I think the cape is really what ruins it for me. You know, that model. Because, again, all that really nice detailing is there. Then you've got this big, fat, ballooning cape that, if he's running forward, which wouldn't be swooping like that. And it just hides a lot of that really nice detail.
Well, you could even tell that the painter didn't even know what to do with it. He's like, should I draw something on it? Should I do something with it? Okay. Just make it fucking red. Like, why
scroll
not?
Scroll to the very, very last painted picture. It's a front-on painted view of Loken. Let me know when it's bigger, like when you got it and it's over.
Front on painted Loken. Yes.
Okay, does it not look like he has been hitting the heroin hard? The way they painted him? I mean, he's got those huge bags under his eyes. The pallor is gone from his skin. Like, it's just like whoever painted him really enjoyed the movie Trainspotting.
It's like a chipmunk.
I know, right? But I mean, and I think that's exactly it. Is personally, I think that if you could get away from the cape and you could put a helmeted head on this, this would make an outstandingly great captain for a Sons of Horus army. Again, Abaddon, not shit. I think the problem is because when, you know, for me, I looked at it, I was like, oh, I hate it. And then when I started scrolling down and you see the pics, and I will give Forge World credit for being clever like this, like making the diorama that the round base is slotted into, which lets you field them as independent characters. On their own, I feel like they are stronger models, except for the yelling heads. Like, I mm-hmm. cannot get over how bad they both look. And that's why I'm just like, ah, you know what? Just put a helmet on that shit. Put helmets on both of these guys, and suddenly it's just a better model all around.
Oh, I can't remember what I was saying to John Kingsway the other day. Or I can't remember who it was, but I was saying that while reading Betrayer, Argel Tal is my favorite character because he literally cannot take his helmet off ever.
Yep.
I'm like, that's perfect. All Space Marines should be like that.
Well, the first thing the demon did is make my helmet never come off. Because even he realizes that one shot to the brain pan and he's dead.
That's exactly it, man. I'm almost done with that book.
God, hurry the fuck up. That
I've
book
only got
so
like 20
good.
Or 30 pages. You interrupted me.
Oh,
before we started recording. I was just about done. But yeah, absolutely.
In which case, allow me to drop the mic, walk away, and you can fucking I'll just be like... Are we just singing for no reason?
I don't know. I heard your mic mute, and I thought there might actually have been a problem.
Oh, no. So you see, all it was is when I knocked it over, as I was picking it up, my fat sausage fingers hit the mute button, and I'm just like, what? Leg? Is this thing on? Oh, shit.
Phenomenal. All right. There's our model of the week. I think, you know, this is one of those ones that I think you'll see a lot of people with different opinions on. If you're not a hardcore Space Marine player, I think you're going to have a very hard time really, really getting excited about it. If you are a hardcore Space Marines player, it's probably right up your alley.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm sure John's already ordered 3.
Most likely. Hopefully that cape is a separate piece and you can just take it off. In which case, it's actually not a bad sergeant model.
Yeah, the cape for me ruins it. And I think that is the sum of these two models, both of them, is I think that on a whole, I think that they kind of captured it and they did a good enough job, but it's all those little details that ruin both models for me to the point where I'm just like, I really don't care. I really do not think that they are that great because there's just enough little bitty quibbly things that ruin it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get on to the news of the day, current events, because our show is very topical. I wrote you a letter, an email this week that said, thank you, Games Workshop, for providing us with content.
Yes.
Because really, that is one of the great things about Games Workshop this year, is that there has been no failing of things to talk about when it comes to models that are just fucking amazing. And I don't mean amazing in the good way. I mean, whew, amazing. So yeah. Obviously, everybody has seen the leaked and then now released pictures of the Demons of Chaos for Fantasy and 40K. We know that they're all here, and the urge to comment on this throughout the week has been absolutely insane. Like, I had to try so hard just to not get on the internet and start raging on the internet and going crazy about all this stuff. So, I mean, really, let's just dive right into it here, Nathan. But let's start with the good. Let's get the good out of the way.
Okay.
Herald of Sword.
The good, I did not buy all four of the limited edition army books, one for each god. I was tempted. I was really tempted. But, you know, there's something about clicking, you know, checkout, and then you're like $440, but all I did was buy the same book. You know what? That's fun. I'm walking away. This is bullshit. So that's the good. For me, my absolute favorite model out of these is going to be the Plague Drones of Nurgle. With that being said, I mean, caveat, you know I love me my Nurgle. I got lots and lots of Nurgle painted up.
I
like the stunned silence.
I don't disagree. I think that honestly they're absolutely the most ingenuitive out of any of this, and I think that that's kind of the big thing that I have against everything else that's been released so far, is that there is no ingenuity. There's no creativity. There's no thought put into this. It's just, hey, we need more models for demons. Yeah. What do we do? Well, let's just, you know, do things that you know, they don't have that are already in the game. What do they not have? Chariots. Okay, let's just make a lot of chariots, just as many chariots as we can come up with.
I want chariots everywhere. You know, but see, the weirdest thing about that is, instead of giving me the what would have been phenomenal juggernaut pulled cornate chariot, they give you this blood throne thing.
All right, are we going to talk about the blood throne?
We will get there. See, okay.
You're jumping all over the damn place, Nathan.
Because I'm looking at everything. All right, jumping all over the place, I agree with you. When you look at the Herald of Nurgle, I can't see scale.
You mean all three dicks?
Oh, I knew you were waiting for that one. You know the worst part is I never noticed, and then the moment you said it, I'm like, I can't unsee that now.
It's old three dicks, man. He's like the wood elf wizard at Pogo Stick. Turned into a Nurgle character.
Hey, listen, dude. Notice how Nurgle demons do not have hatred demons of Slaanesh? Because you know the demons of Slaanesh are taking advantage of old three dick. They are loving it.
Old three dicks. Okay? Yes. Old three dicks.
Absolutely. Now, but I mean, you look at the Herald of Nurgle, and personally, I wish I could see him side by side with Plague Bearers, because from what it looks like, this is just a fucking plastic plague bearer champion. That's it. Like, it just, like, it doesn't really look like they're doing anything.
It is underwhelming.
If he is bigger, if he's like 20-30% bigger, then you can just be like, oh, okay, he is a herald. He stands out as a herald. Without that scale, to me, like I said, he looks really, really underwhelming. You see the same thing with the Herald of Khorne, who basically just looks like a fucking bloodletter.
Okay, are we skipping ahead again?
I'm talking about all the heralds. Because they are, it's the same thing. Like you said, it's very underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It really just looks like the same guy from the unit. And I get that. I really wish that I could see side by sides with their respective gods as units.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the Herald of Nurgle and Khorne are. And then the Herald of Slaanesh is just a failure. That is easily the worst model. Of this release.
Okay.
You want to argue with me? But
No, I agree with you. It is absolutely the worst model of this release. I'm trying to think of the way best to describe it, because really the issue with the Herald of Slaanesh is that it does not capture anything of Slaanesh. And that's what's so weird about it. You go and you look at this model and you're like, oh, okay, the Herald of Slaanesh. Yeah, it's a demonette. Okay, I get it. I guess I see where this is going. But when you're actually looking at the model, it just feels like some crazy Chaos Crab lady. Like, it just, it doesn't feel like Slaanesh. Like, have we gotten so far into Slaanesh now that it is this watered down in every incarnation? Oh, yeah, just give her big crab claws, put her in a dress, and, you know, like a half a tit hanging out, but no nipples. You know, like, it's just, that's the thing about it that drives me crazy, is that it's utterly, utterly uninspired. The pose is ridiculous. It looks like she's doing ballet. She has one Tyranid leg, which, fucking why? And...
Well, all of the demonettes have those feet, so I mean...
No, no, it's the Tyranid leg. It's the segmented armor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about. Yes. No, and I think that's exactly it is. I mean, Slaanesh is supposed to be lithe and beautiful, and this Herald looks fat. You look at the proportions of it, and it looks like, you know, what did I say to you?
That bitch is hefty.
that bitch be hefty. No, but I mean, as I said to you, I was just like, I never once before, like when I saw this model, the first thing that came to mind was Ursula, the fucking sea witch from Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you're like, and that's her O face. I now know what Ursula's O face looks like because I've looked at this fucking model.
Okay, now here's the challenge that I have for you. And this is where I talk about it being watered down. Go to the Demonettes of Slaanesh box. Just the Demonettes plastic box that came out a while back. Okay?
So, yeah, I was hoping it was one of those side links.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the fucking Seeker Chariot. Okay.
All right. Bam. So the bottom right-hand corner is the champion.
Yep.
You see that one there? Okay. So now go to the big demonic farm equipment. So the Exalted Seeker Chariot.
Yep.
So look at the bitch riding the back. Doing artistic ribbon for the Olympics.
Well, listen, son. You have no idea how hard it is to do rhythmic gymnastics until you're doing it on the back of a piece of farm equipment.
With hooks. But you can see, again, it's slightly more proportionate. It's slightly thicker. The hair is not quite as demonic looking. It's a little bit more blah, blah, blah. And then you go all the way back to the Herald of Slaanesh. And now do you see how watered down it is?
Yes, because even the Exalted Seeker Chariot and all the riders there and the rider is able to maintain that sort of consistent demonette look. And then again, you go to the Herald and she looks fatter. And all they're doing is giving her bigger crab claws and the fucking robes, which I think are like the skirts, which I think they were trying to go for sexy with. It just, it falls apart. And I think you're right. I think this is an issue of they did not understand like what was going on. In fact, the first thing I said to Terry when I was looking at this model, I'm like, are they letting Juan Diaz sculpt miniatures again? Fuck's sakes. And I do hate that they're not telling me who sculpted it on this page. Cause I said, this is terrible. It just misses in every single respect. And I mean, when you look at the really close up, like the last picture of the Herald, you look at that close up where it's like, look at her knee and her face. Cause something's got to light up that pretty, pretty lady. It's clear that the heavy metal team did the best job that they could. And it still looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like they drew on tattoos to try to do stuff, and even they couldn't pull it out of the fire.
Well, it's just, it's substandard in every possible way. Now, I want to talk about the Herald of Nurgle, because this is what's going to lead up to the Herald of Khorne.
All right.
The Herald of Nurgle is a very nice paint job. And in terms of the sculpting, outside of, you know, him being old three dicks, as you start from the bottom and you slowly start working your way up to the top, it gets progressively worse. By the time you get to the top of this model, you're just like, wait, a bell? Why? Oh, okay, so he's got a Nurgling hanging out in his antlers being goofy. Okay, there's also just a head for some reason.
The antler is also coming out of his back.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, huh? And then he's got another antler coming out of his back for no reason.
But that's the problem, is you want these characters to be the badass characters that lead your army. You want them to be amazing, awesome characters that you want to put in there, and you want them to be centerpieces. And they go and they ruin it with goofy bullshit sitting at the top of this model. Now, again, it's not hard to cut the fucking antlers off and just play him like that. But at that point, he is relatively underwhelming, and he's also very flat. When you look at, like, the gore coming out of his arms and his muscles exploding and stuff like that, it's very rigid. It's not... I mean, it looks like it was a quick job, you know, like a quick cut, cut, done, done, cut, cut. Like, that doesn't look like flesh. It's a poorly modeled representation.
And especially, and I mean, I know you're familiar with this model here, but I mean, you compare it with the brilliance that that model is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fucking Forge World Greater Demon of Nurgle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant. It hits everywhere. He's big. He's falling apart. He's covered in pustules. He's got part of his skin peeling back and you can see his spine. He's got fucking big gashes. Yet every single thing looks sharp and like it belongs. And I find that it just...
And here's where this is what I'm getting at. The heavy metal team in this case has done an exceptional job in terms of shading and lighting to make this model look as good as it can possibly look. Even with his three dicks, if you take a really close look at them, you can see like they've painted on pustules and leaking shit and stuff like that. That's not on the model, you know.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I mean, I think I just want to send you one other one, because this is actually a model that I own that I plan on using for my on-foot Herald of Nurgle, because I feel like it's just better. I feel like it kind of, you know, it really borrows heavily from the Forge World.
Greater Daemon.
Yeah, but, you know, the Avatars of War Herald of Pestilence, because it literally just looks like the Forge World Greater Daemon, smaller on a 25 mil base. And again, it really does kind of encapsulate that whole kind of feeling. And I don't know why Games Workshop decided to change the kind of look and feel of the Plague Bearers, because even when they released the plastic Plague Bearers of Nurgle, they made them all super, super thin.
Mm-hmm.
And, instead of being sort of big and heavy and bloated and full of diseases, they just decided that fucking anime tentacles, nurglings, and like tall, thinny, tall, skinnyish guys was the direction they wanted to go in. And that's what I don't understand. And I mean, I think for me, that's why I'm not a huge fan of this Herald of Nurgle, because he's taking that aesthetic and he's kind of moving along in the same direction. And that's why, like I said, I just don't feel like it is as good as what they used to have. The old metal ones, I think, look better than these plastic ones, and that the aesthetic they decided to move into. And you're absolutely right. The further up this model you go, the more miscellaneous bullshit there is, because even then, he's got three bells on him.
Mm-hmm.
Have you counted all three of them?
No.
Because he's got the big one by hanging out by the Nurgling. If you spin him around in the 360 view, you'll see his back antler is pierced with a bell for no fucking reason. And then, just for shits and giggles, spin him around. He's got one hanging off of his arm, the one that's rotting off. So you're just like, why are there fucking bells everywhere? And again, why is that head there? Why is the Nurgling there? And this literally does become...
It's like his unit thinks they're going to lose him.
Well,
like, put a bell on him.
Well, you see,
we'll never find that asshole.
Listen... When before he didn't have bells on, he just kept killing the migratory birds. And now that he has the bells, he's a bit less good at hunting, like a cat. But yeah, I mean, like, if I were going to use this model, I'm with you. I would fucking take off that stupid back antler with the tiny bell on it. I'd clip the bell off of his arm. I'd clip that stupid tongue thing, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. And I would probably take off the big antler with the big bell, the Nurgling, and the head, and then just green stuff that in to make it look like it belongs. And I think that once you take off the bullshit, it looks like a better fucking model, because this is exactly like Festus the Leech Lord, where it's just like you had a good idea, and then you just didn't know when to fucking stop.
Yep. And again, I got nothing wrong with the antlers. I think the antlers are actually kind of cool. But it's everything else going in along with it. So, okay, if we move on to the Herald of Khorne here. The Herald of Khorne is actually a really cool model. I quite like it. I think the pose is okay. You know, I mean, all in all, I think it's a decent model. But this is the model where, upon closer inspection, you start to realize that the paint job is lending a lot to this model that it otherwise does not have. The muscle definition, you see how, like, the ears grow up into the horns and stuff like that? That's painted on. That's not on. That's not modeling.
Oh, I know. That's that is literally the head style of all current Bloodletters. But for me, it's the chain of skulls that his foot is also lifting off and kicking. Like, or I'm just like, do we need this? Is this necessary? I mean, if you wanted to give him a fucking scenic base and he's standing on a pile of skulls, fine.
It's the fact that if you circle around him, one of them is on fire for no apparent reason. And they model the fire on.
Or is that supposed to be hair?
No, it's fire.
Yeah. Either way, you're right, because how would a skull have hair?
Why would a skull randomly be lit on fire?
Anyways. Chaos is... what is it? Chaos is fickle?
Chaos is fickle. Yeah, and that's really it. I mean, out of all the Herald models, the Khorne one is definitely the nicest. But they're all very underwhelming, and I think the biggest problem is they don't really overshadow the other options out there. And I think that's the kind of weird thing, is normally when Games Workshop releases a model like this that other companies have made models for, because there is this big gap in the fact that they just have not produced a model for it, normally it's quite good, and you would say, oh, okay, I could take it or leave it. Either one of those is a good choice. But in this case, every single one of them, you're just going to be looking at going, yeah, I'm just going to get that model I was looking at getting before from, you know, Avatars of War, Forge World, or whoever it is that you're actually looking for. All right, so let's talk about the Plague Drones now, since we've touched on them. And then we'll get to the Chariots, Chariots, Chariots.
More Chariots.
I've actually heard a lot of negative feedback regarding the Plague Drones. Now, I like them. I like them because they're something new. They're something that's, as I said before, is innovative and creative. And somebody was actually thinking. And they came up with a good idea, and they executed it really, really well. This unit is completely new to the game. Yes, I get that it's just the same old type of, you know, flying monstrous cat. I mean, I get it. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
But really, you have to appreciate the modeling depth that you see on these models. I mean, the riders look really good. The sharp talons on the arms that are just kind of lackadaisically leaning back. You know, it all looks very kind of strange and creepy, like something out of a bad dream. And I think that that is just a very well thought out, well executed model.
Yep.
And again, if you even look at the riders look better than the fucking Herald.
Yes, because, again, they're not burdened by extraneous bullshit. And, I mean, that's crazy because the three that they show us are literally the Champion, Musician, and Standard Bearer.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we've got, like, Buddy, you know, Johnny Standard Bearer in the back left, and he's got, like, a big-ass fucking standard, you're right, it's not terrible. It's not like they went too far or overdid it. You know, he's got the same silly, looks like a piece of bone, plague sword, you know, it just...
The onyx swords?
Yeah, it's a plague sword. What, we don't have fucking blacksmiths that worship Nurgle? Really?
Well, not demon blacksmiths, unless we're talking about blood thrones.
Heyo!
Alright, but yeah, I mean, to get back to the plague drones, really, it's... Plague drones and blood thrones and slat. I don't have any more. I was like, if I could rhyme that shit through, I would be a genius. I'm not a genius. They just rhymed, and I thought it was clever for a half a moment.
No, but I mean, like, yes, the riders are good, but I also think that the drones themselves are full of really great detail. And like you said, it's a good idea. Are they just going to end up being, you know, monstrous cavalry that fly? Probably, but you're right. It's a good idea. It's a good addition to the game. Again, I am stoked to paint up some of these guys to add to my Demon's Army, which is something that I can't say about every other pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, like, that to me is the biggest disappointment. Because, I mean, we've waited... How long has that book been out? I mean, I know I've played Demons for 2 years now. And there has never been a Herald of Nurgle, Herald of Khorne, Herald of Slaanesh models other than the special characters like mm-hmm. Skullcrusher and the Mask and Epidemius. And then it really feels like a letdown to have waited years and years just to get those. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Plague Drones, it just feels like they executed correctly. Like, I would not guess that the person who is responsible for sculpting the Plague Drones is the same person who is responsible for bringing us the Heralds. Because they just look completely different.
All right, so Herald of Tzeentch and the Burning Chariot. You had said to me right when this we had started talking before we started recording that you actually kind of like this model a little bit.
Okay, like all multi-purpose kits, there are two models here. I personally like the Herald of Tzeentch one, that, you know, just the basic fucking standing on the disc being pulled by the Screamers. I think that it has all the right details to make it look really interesting and chaosy. I mean, I love how ornate the disc he's standing on is. And I mean, honestly, you could run that either being pulled by Screamers as a chariot or just as a fucking disc. Mm-hmm. It is really, really nice in that regard. I love when you start spinning it around, getting that 360, and you see the one book he's got with all the eyes, the other book that's just a fucking mouth. You look at him, he's got scrolls on his side, he's got that nice staff. What, you know, and so for me, I looked at all of those little details and I was like, you know what? It actually really comes together, especially when you start looking at the close-up views. I personally feel that they really nailed it on this one. Especially if when you scroll all the way over, this also has the ability to make, because it includes a 25 millimeter square base, which lets you make a fucking Herald on foot. Mm-hmm. So if you did go with the Burning Chariot, you get a Herald out of it. And when you look at the one of just the Herald on foot, you can see that they have different head options. Mm-hmm. And I really like them. You know, you've got your bigger horror head, which I think is the weakest of them. You've got your really old school moon-faced, you know, mm-hmm. moon-shaped head. And then you've got, like, your bird-like head as well. So it gives you a lot of different options, a lot of details. And that's why, like I said, when I look at that model, I think it is fantastic. And then let's talk about the Burning Chariot. And this is the exact fucking opposite. They're on the same disc except for the little spiky things on the edge. Mm-hmm. But instead of being on those little, like, swoopy, looks like tendrils of Tzeentch, it's on shittily sculpted fire. So immediately, that falls apart. Then you've got the Flamer who's spewing the shitty fire out of everywhere he can. And that kind of falls apart. And then the three horrors themselves are basically just horrors. But like I said, it's just...
They're just hanging on.
They are. But that model, that variant, literally just looks like... You know what it feels like? Is it feels like before all that bullshit sculpted fire, he just presented it and someone's just like, yeah, it's not busy enough. I mean, you've seen the War Shrine, right? Like, I want more stuff on there, more stuff to paint. And the worst part is, as was said on the Facebook page, when someone paints that fire to look like actual fire instead of that green ethereal bullshit, it does look better. But even then, you look at the close-up of all the details, and the models, it's just a mess. And that's what I think is so weird about this kit, is how can you get things so right in one variant and so incredibly wrong on the other one? Because I said...
Fills a need and the other is an uncreative way to expand an army.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's what it was, is I think that there was probably good concept art for that Herald on Chariot, because, I mean, this is not a new unit. This has always existed.
Yep.
In fact, the Herald of Tzeentch on Screamer Chariot was the go-to HQ choice for 40K Demons. You know, mm-hmm. basically everyone said it. It's like, if you're going to play Demons competitively, you take four of them. And you just zip them the fuck around and you shoot stuff and you do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Although competitive Chaos Demons in 40K is kind of funny to say altogether. But yes, you're right. This fulfills a need. It provides you with a really strong model for both a foot, you know, for a fucking Herald of Zinch on foot, a Herald of Zinch on disc, a Herald of Zinch on chariot, and all of it really works. And then, yes, the fucking flamer spewing bullshit is, it loses all of the goodwill. Like, it is so bad, it makes me want to just say this whole kit is a write-off.
Well, I think what's ridiculous about this, and what really, really bothers me, is that, I mean, I've said this 100 times, that I really, really hate model fire. I think that it's pointless, but in small doses, there's really nothing wrong with it. You know, it gives you an opportunity to do some interesting painting things, it's a change of pace, and sometimes it does add to the model. There's really nothing wrong with a guy holding a lantern, or a guy with a torch, or, you know, even a little bit of flame coming off a random skull for no apparent reason on a Herald model. It's fine. I don't care. I mean, like, that little bit doesn't really mean anything to me. It's when that goes completely fucking over the top like this that it ruins what is otherwise a perfectly decent model. And really, it was like that with the Hex Wraiths.
Mm.
Why did they feel like the Hex Wraiths needed to be bathed head to toe in green flame with fucking pyres on their helmets, you know, and it coming out of every orifice and every crack on their bodies? It just looks ridiculous and cartoonish, and there's nothing about it that says what it's trying, what the what the artist was trying to portray. Because in art, you can do this. If you look at the art for the Hex Wraiths, looks great. Looks very cool. I mean, shit, that's a great concept. You get that to the modelers, and the modelers are just like, the fuck you want me to do with this? And they're like, you know, flames. And they're just like, go to hell.
Yeah.
Do the flames. But why hasn't Games Workshop learned from this by now?
You know what I think it is? I think it's because Games Workshop, you know, and this is me giving them kudos. Games Workshop can sculpt the most highly detailed models in the industry. No one comes close. And I don't give a shit, you know, what game it is, what company. No one comes close to matching Games Workshop's level of detail. And so it almost feels as if they, because they themselves know this, cannot produce like an understated model. Like, if it doesn't have levels of detail that their competitors are physically incapable of producing, send it back. They don't want anything to fucking do with it. And that's, to me, like I said, because, you know, if you go back to that, you know, if you're looking at the bullshit, stupid flamer one, if you were to not use the firebase and use the one that they give you for the Herald and clip off all of that bullshit fire, and I'm talking the shit coming out of his back and the shit coming out of his hands and his mouth, suddenly you have a model that isn't nearly as bad. In fact, you know, if it's not possible to cut off, because I'm looking at the stuff at his feet now and all that bullshit, take a plastic flamer, one that doesn't have all of that extra bullshit, and I mean, he's got a little bit, but you can at least clip it off a lot easier. Put that on there, and suddenly you have an understated model that does what it needs to do, and you might be able to work with it. So I mean, I guess if the rules for this chariot are fantastic, that is an opportunity for a conversion, is to not use the dumb bullshit the Games Workshop sculpted you. But honestly, I'm not even expecting it to be that good, since Games Workshop nerfed flamers into uselessness. Why would they make a flamer riding a chariot good?
All right. Let's talk about the Blood Throne.
You know, honestly, outside of the Herald of Slaanesh, I think it's my least favorite. Even though, and I will concede this, it is very well done. I just think that conceptually, it's a piece of shit.
Can I tell you what bothers me about it?
Okay.
Okay. You know how the flamer chariot is on fire, and there's a lot of fire?
Skulls!
There's no fucking blood on the blood chariot.
The blood
it's not even. It's not even painted red. The blood throne, yeah. It's not even painted red. Like, it's just...
I mean, okay, I just noticed this, and I'll say this is cool. The throne itself, if you look at it from the rear view, is the Mark of Khorne, and you're like, hey, that's neat. But you're
that's
right.
That's like a personalized license plate, though. You're just like, you struggle to read it for 30 seconds, then you go, oh, it says cool ass dude. And then you realize that the guy's a douchebag. That's all.
Well,
that's
obviously.
All it accomplishes, Nathan. I'm sorry. It's literally all it accomplishes.
Like I said, I was spinning around. I was like, oh, that's neat. But like I said, for me, I can look at this and say that the detail that was put into it is actually really neat, and I can appreciate that. I like the two mouths on the front, especially the fact that as you spin it around, you can see that there is a lot of dead space in between. I like that even that sort of in the middle part kind of looks like a mouth. It's got your chaos teeth. It's got all of this. But then you get to the rear end, like the rear wheel, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? Also, why are the two guys standing on the front? That, like, it's just like the model is completely unnecessary, and I personally hate the aesthetic. So I can look at little individual parts of this model and just be like, yeah, it really looks like you did a good job with what you had. And does he have like a fucking goatee of skulls?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
A beard of skulls.
A beard of skulls for his throne of skulls?
That's right.
I just wish they'd called it throne of skulls. It would make as much sense as that tournament system.
But that's exactly it.
None. And then...
It's awkward and people are yelling for no apparent reason.
It's true. No, and the worst part is you know how you said that the whole flamer on there was a completely unnecessary addition?
Yes.
That's what the throne is.
Yeah.
Because when you go and you look at the cannon... The cannon actually fits. The proportions are there. The cannon looks like it belongs on the back. The dudes aren't riding bitch on the handlebars for no apparent reason. You know, personally, I think that those are the two goofiest sons of bitches in the world. Like, I hate the bloodletter poses on them. But they are atypical bloodletters. That's the worst part. There is not a bloodletter whose tongue is not sticking out of his fucking mouth. There is not, like, it's just like...
The whole thing is awkward and it looks ridiculous. And yes, there are parts of it that I think in terms of converting could be amazing. If you pop that fucking throne off, you take the fucking Joyriders off the front and you just put like a fucking Chaos Space Marine biker in the middle, that's a rad thing. Like, you know, there are saving graces to this model, but it's so completely out to lunch that it's almost impossible to picture it doing anything other than driving the kids to school.
Yes.
And that's it. And it really just feels retarded.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, moving on to the next most retarded is the goddamn skull cannon. All right, listen. The cannon of Khorne with two Ks is not... an old idea, or not a new idea. It's actually an old idea. It was an epic.
Yep.
It was something that they had because, of course, the game needs some sort of artillery. It has to be some sort of thing involved with it. Here's what I have to laugh about when it comes to the fucking cannon. You've got the same two kids who are riding the front, riding the back for no apparent reason. Like, it's just... I love how it's like a retarded version of Alien at the front, where you're just like, hey, imagine a goofy looking Carnifex. Yeah, just glue his head to the front. Done.
Well, you know, for me, what I hate about this, okay, is it is quite clear that the Cannon of Khorne was introduced as a 40K unit in an attempt to give the demons more shooting than just fucking horrors and flamers.
Right.
Okay, so this is clearly filling a need within the 40K book. Like the Soul Grinder being added to Fantasy, that then means that some fucking being counter at Games Workshop says that both armies need to have rules for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What I don't get about the goofy kids on the back is just like, wait, you can bind demons into things, right? Look at a Soul Grinder. Yeah, totally. Look at a Defiler. Yeah, totally. So what about the cannon? Well, clearly you need people to drive it.
Well,
wait, what?
But here's what's so ridiculous about it. We already have a Hell Cannon. That's just a monster cannon.
And honestly, if they were just like, you get a Hell Cannon, but you don't have Chaos Dwarf crew because it's unbound. It's an unbound Hell Cannon.
Why the fuck wouldn't you just do that? Now, here's what I laughed at when I first saw this, and I texted it to you the minute I saw it. I said, there are now so many skulls in Games Workshop, they are now using them for ammunition. It's that fucking retarded. It just, the whole thing is ridiculous, and again, it's utterly, utterly uninspired. And I feel bad, because I feel like this was created by the same guy who did the plague drones. Because there's clearly thought put into it. There's clearly some very cool design aspects happening here.
See, my...
And then it turns into, but make it a cannon and make sure drivers are there because it has to be a chariot. Fuck off.
Yes. Well, and for me, I think what I also dislike, because I mean, like, for me, if you cut this model in half, I like the front half. As long as it doesn't have the goofy fucking standing pedestal thing for the the jackasses to stand on there. I like it. I like the goofy face. I like the two sides. I love the profile of it and the wheels. But then you get to the back, and it is quite clear that the guy was just like, and then it's got a motor. And they're like, well, there aren't motors in fantasy. So you need to make it look like it's piston driven, you know, like steam tank technology. And he's like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, steam tank technology.
But that's exactly what makes this entire model fall apart.
Yes.
Skulls are the untapped resource that can drive engines. It's unnecessary. It doesn't fit any other aesthetic in the army whatsoever.
For me, if I was going to take a cannon of corn, and I can't speak to it because I haven't read the rules, I would cut off the side bullshit piston-y things, and I wouldn't include them or the tubes in the back, so that the profile would just kind of be like that back tire.
Mm-hmm.
After all, it's either the future or it's fucking Realms of Chaos. That shit can roll on its own. Maybe it's going downhill. Fuck you.
Maybe it's driven by flatulence.
Exactly. Why not? I mean... all three dicks.
But I assume the plague
all three dicks is fine, right?
They just sound like farts rolling down the battlefield with their freaking big fly wings.
Absolutely. But then, like I said, I would also not include either of the goofy kids or the platform they're standing on or that fucking chain on the gun. Because I think then you have a mean-looking demon engine that also has, again, that kind of understated, like, not the unnecessary bullshit that I was talking about. And I would just run it as it's fucking... there's a demon bound inside of it.
See, ta-da. And you kind of took it a different road from what I would have done. And honestly, for me, when I looked at it and I saw that it was all machiner, I sat there and I said, right, well... I'm just going to grab that Chaos Dwarf crew from the Hell Cannon, put them on the base, and just leave the fucking kids driving to school off the model completely, you know, or put the fucking Chaos Dwarves on the back platform or something like that. Like, it's just, you know, why wouldn't we just do that?
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just do that?
No, it's true. You could put a single, like, Chaos Dwarf Demon Smith on the back there, fucking driving it, and suddenly, again, it... Actually, I think I might do that. I have a Chaos Dwarf Demon Smith.
See, there you go.
But either way, I will take the fucking piston-y bullshit off. I really don't like it. And I won't put the kids on. But yeah, maybe I'll put on a Demon Smith or something if I end up using it. Like I said, I want to like this model, but I don't. It's exactly like our model of the week.
Oh, I just flat don't want to like it. I think it's just such a terrible...
The cannon. When I look at the fucking Blood Throne, I think that is a fucking mess. There is no saving the Blood Throne. It fucking fails everywhere. And so, I mean, like, that's why...
Taking the kids to school, honey. That's all I think.
And by taking them, I mean they're pulling me. They are pulling me to school because the car won't start, and fuck them.
And again... You know what? I'm totally okay with making up names for characters. And old Three Dicks, I think, is one that's not going to leave. I'm sorry.
All three
that's dicks. All I see is Three Dicks. All right, so now, we forgot to do it at the beginning of the show, but we're going to do it right now. Let's talk about our weekly listener poll, which is, do you think that a game like Gates of Antares would have a better chance of succeeding without someone like Emo Rick as the public face? So we had about 33 people vote on this, and it was actually kind of surprising. We had about a 80-20 split. So it was about 26 people voted no, it would not have succeeded no matter who would have been at the front of it. And there were 7 people who did feel that, yes, it could have succeeded if it didn't have somebody like that at the forefront. This is a very interesting thing to talk about, because the issue here is not so much, is it emo Rick, is it not emo Rick? Because I feel like a lot of people looked at this from the perspective of the fact that they just didn't give us content. So it doesn't matter who you put in front.
Yes.
It could have been fucking Sean Bean. It still would have failed.
Yeah, right? But then he would have died by the end of the pitch video.
But that
that's would've... the problem with Sean Bean.
But then you could have kickstarted that. Like, again, it's just, it absolutely still would have failed because of the fact that there wasn't anything there. And like you said, you know, when you talk about other people kickstarting model-related stuff, the content was there. They had it prepped. It was ready to go. Rulebook was created.
And I think, you know, and this was even brought up in the comment, and I'm not going to talk about it lots because we kind of beat it to death last week.
Yes.
But what it really does come down to is the fact that the guy literally just came up and said, "I'm a fucking genius. Give me your money."
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't content. If he had been fucking thinking on this and stewing on this for like 1 or 2 years and then came up and said, "This is my universe. My game system is going to run like this. It's like a fucking... you know, this kind of system." I mean, like, for fuck's sakes, I couldn't tell you what kind of game it's supposed to be. Is it a skirmish game, you know, small-scale skirmish a la Strange Aeons, slightly bigger, like in Infinity? Is it meant to be army scale? I literally know nothing about this game because
except
I was
told
nothing.
Except for Mustache.
Yes.
You know Mustache.
I do know Mustache. But, I mean, and I think that is where this fucking failed. I don't know the setting for this game. I don't know how this game is supposed to play. I don't know anything other than the fact that Rick Priestley wants my money because he invented Warhammer 40K and didn't get a fucking cent. And I'm just like, really, Rick? What does that have anything to do? If we're here, if your name has... you can just say, "Hey, I'm Rick Priestley. I invented Warhammer 40,000. Blah, blah, blah. But I have this other game and it's better. It's Warhammer 41,000. Eat it." You know, like, you could have done fucking anything. But instead, all he did was whine and bitch about how he wants to be able to make a living by having me give him my money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, really? And I think that's why it, you know, it didn't matter who was there. You know, and it wouldn't have mattered because there was no content. You can't sell snake oil on the internet because, fuck, we've seen it 100,000 times. I mean, he might as well have just said, "Hello, I am a Nigerian prince, and if you give me your money, I will be able to wire you $1 million, because for fuck's sake, that's as much content as was there. So I'm unsurprised.
No, I'm not surprised either. I was surprised that, you know, I would be very interested to hear the people who did answer yes, who you feel, if you felt someone else at the head of that could have made a difference, who would that have been for you? You can post that someplace else if you want to post on the Facebook group, or even just reply to the initial poll there. But let's talk about the weekly listener poll for this week, which comes back to what I had talked about earlier in the show. Is Slaanesh being watered down? I think that that's a question. And I know that the inflection on my voice when I said "down" sounded like I was unsure about the question. But that's also because my tonsils are flaming, raging like a chariot right now, and talking is hard.
Your tonsils are raging like a hard cock.
Oh my
it's
God.
Just hard to get words out past it. Just, you know, just especially when it's all the way in the back of your throat. It's just really hard. Sorry, you know, I just didn't feel we'd gone in that direction this podcast yet.
I guess so. So yes, do you feel that Slaanesh is being watered down? I think that it's fairly clear there, but some people might just see it as a different direction. They might see it as just the fact that they don't want it to be as hypersexualized and actually more of a character-driven type demon army. But again, this is my view. You know what I feel. You know what Nathan feels. So go ahead and put your vote in. Hey, did you see the trailer for the next season of Game of Thrones?
Yes, and I think I came a little bit when I watched it.
Well, but that's the joy of Game of Thrones, is you watch that trailer and it's just like the most haphazardly random pictures of talking, fucking, eating, coming, talking, fucking, fighting, eating, coming, talking, eating, coming, talking, and it just gets faster. And at the end, it's just like, talking and incoming. And you're just like, oh, Game of Thrones. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to watch season. But like, yeah, that's the show, right? Like,
as soon as I watched that, I went upstairs and I popped in season one on Blu-ray. And I'm like, I'm going to catch up on this.
No, but for real, like, that's the joy of that show. Is that show is the most fucking, like, depraved, decadent show on television. And again, normally I don't go in for shows that are just constantly... what do I call it? Because my wife watches a lot of movies and TV shows where halfway through the show, you know, and unbeknownst to her completely, but it's just the type of show that she watches, it turns into pseudo-porn. And I'm always just like, God, you love pseudo-porn.
Oh God, is this she's like, showcase?
I didn't know it was going to have sex in it and boobs. And I'm just like, but you just pick one after the other after the other. Like at one point, she watched one TV show and two movies in a row, and each of them had rape in them. And I was just like, what is wrong with you? But again, it was just, you know, me giving her shit, right? Like, it's not any big deal. But that show in particular, she watches me watching, and she's like, are you fucking serious? Because it's just dicks and tits and boobs and fucking killing and eating and cum everywhere and... Okay, now put a thumb in her ass. Like, that's what that show is. And again, that's me quoting a line. Like, it's... But it's
was
so
it, was it a line
good.
You just made up right now?
Well, no. You remember the part where fucking Littlefinger's talking to the two whores, and it's one of the whores that came from the winter town, Winterfell?
Yeah.
And, like, they're practicing on each other, and he's like, no, no, don't moan like a bitch. Like, you have to make them feel great. And then he says to her, he's like... Turn her over and play with her ass now. And then, like, the next 4 minutes of him talking about plotting his revenge is her fucking just jamming her thumb into the girl's asshole. And you're just like, yeah, this show is fucking crazy. Like, I remember I was at work and I was telling a buddy at work, I was like, oh, you haven't seen Game of Thrones? He's like, I don't know. I've heard it's good. I'm like, it's amazing. You need to go watch it. Like, if you don't have anything against fantasy, it's fucking amazing. You will love it. I'm like, but do not watch it at work. Just don't. Just don't watch it at work. It is the most not safe for work show you will ever see your entire life. And he's like, oh, okay.
It's true, though. Like, do not watch that shit at work. Like, what was it? Was it you? Or you're just like, I don't remember there being this many tits in it. And it I was just like, where are you? Are you watching it at work? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, you need to turn that off. Yeah. Like, right now, your boss is going to, like, walk past the window and just going to be like, are they fucking?
Oh, my God, man. But that's exactly it, right? Like, that show is one of those shows that I look forward to. And there's a lot of people that I know that watch it. And there's a lot of people that I talk to about that show. But it is one of those really strange, weird, guilty pleasures when you kind of take a step back and you realize that it is pseudo porn in like the craziest fucking way possible. Anyways, that is the Jada Gamer Cast.
Wow. What a...
I'm pondering whether the title of this episode needs to be Old Three Dicks or it needs to be Eating, Fighting, Coming.
Eating, Fighting, Coming.
Eating, Fighting, Coming, Kissing, Fucking.
That one. Because I think people are going to see that and they'll just be like, wait, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not trying to attract a specific type of clientele to the site. And by clientele, I mean automatic search engines.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, we're not Smodcast.
Exactly, right? And that's what that comes down to, as much as I love Kevin Smith. But, oh, my God. I'm looking forward to Pacific Rim, though. I think there's a good load of summer movies coming up. Between Iron Man 3, Pacific Rim, Star Trek Into Darkness...
Yeah, see, Star Trek is Oblivion. The one I'm looking for. Like, I haven't heard of Pacific Rim, so I'm just...
You haven't heard of Pacific Rim? I thought we talked about this.
No.
Pacific Rim, and I'll tell you this right now, and you know that I hate Guillermo del Toro.
You do hate him.
I hate him. Because he's the monster... Oh, I'm the monster guy. I do all the crazy monsters. Which is bad, because and the reason why I hate him so much for it is because I used to love the stuff that he did. But Pacific Rim is a movie about... We always thought that aliens would attack from outer space, but this time they attacked from a dimensional rift in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Dude, isn't that the entire plot of the movie Battleship?
Oh, it's better. No, 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 no. The aliens got from the sky in Battleship.
Battleship, I'm just...
Battleship's awful.
I know it's awful.
But here, let me get to this, okay? Fine. So the monsters come from the rift in the Pacific Rim, okay? and they are Godzilla-sized. And so the only way that the human race can fight this terror is to create Godzilla-sized giant robots that go punch them.
So in other words, it's like that episode of Futurama when there was the giant bender. It's like, oh my god, how can we fight a gigantic, you know, a giant monster? By creating an even gianter monster.
Well, but again, like, this is the only place where I'm just like, actually, you know, Guillermo del Toro, this could be great. Because he makes crazy monsters, and that's pretty much the only plot of this movie. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a subplot about romance, and, like, the dude who's piloting
Ron Perlman is in it, you know?
Oh, dude, come on. Dude.
Look, I love Ron Perlman. That's why I'm just like,
eh. Ron Perlman's in it. Charlie Hunnam is in it from Sons of Anarchy, which is fucking amazing. And fucking Idris Elba's in it, who I have a serious crush on. So, like, the whole movie is just like, it's perfect for me.
Fair enough.
Did you say fair enough?
I did say fair enough. Look, I don't...
Fairy muff, Lang.
Fairy muff. Fairy muff.
That has been Data Gamercast for this week. My name is Lang.
I'm Nathan.
Have a good one.
Cheers.